This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a guest that was on my show back in January 2018. We're talking no other than Blue Diamond Ventures, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BLDV. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of that company. Going to bring us up to speed of what's been going on behind the scenes is Josh Alper. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Everett. Great to be back.
You know, why is your company behind on financial reports? And when will this all be updated?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Obviously, we've been getting a lot of inquiries because we have a yield sign on there. And so what happened was we're in the process of bringing in a new financial team related to the Canton merger. We're bringing in a new accountant and a new attorney. And our old attorney was not able to produce the end of year letter to go with the finances. So what's really holding up the books right now is this that change in an accounting team. And so we put out some press saying that it all should be cleared up by July 15th. And, you know, I know that it's something that creates uncertainty for shareholders. And so we wanted to clear it up. That's why we put out some press on it. And we just wanted to make sure everybody realizes that, you know, we're trying to systematically build the relationships in the medical cannabis industry in that sector. And so as we do that, the connection to Canton, the merger with Canton, it's going to allow us to take the next step financially.
Well, you know, before we get to the merger, there's a couple of things I want to talk about, which I think you're one of the hardest working CEOs out there on the OTC markets. I want you to bring my listeners up to speed about your 20-acre property just about 30 miles outside of Fresno. And also, you guys were awarded a new contract for California Cannabis Grow Park. If you could just elaborate on both of those.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that can also be somewhat confusing to the shareholders is that they say, how come you announced so many projects?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You know, and the truth is that when you're a consulting company, your connection to the projects is different. And so what we do is, you know, like for the California project in Fresno, this is a piece of land, 20 acres, that's owned by an Israeli gentleman who's connected with Canton. So we made that relationship, and we're trying to help develop this property to bring a grow park into this area. At the same time, when we announced this project in Virginia, this pharmaceutical cannabis project that we just finished, the first phase, everybody's confused about, oh, now you're doing something in Virginia. Well, what we do is we look to establish deep partnerships, the same kind of partnerships that we have with Canton.
Right.
And so we work with these companies, we get in, and we build, like in the project in Virginia, there's licensing in that project that's going to be provided by Canton. And so what the consulting gives us the opportunity to engage with these customers and these clients all over North America, and then we can bring these patented technologies in. So sometimes it looks like we're doing a lot of projects, but really Canton is the core relationship. And the rest of the projects are consulting jobs where we bring expertise and we bring intellectual property into the project.
Well, let's talk about Canton. I know that you guys are working on a merger right now. What are your goals and your timetables for this merger?
So, you know, Canton is developed out of a biotech company in Israel called Shazim. And Shazim had a medical device accelerator. They were involved in helping pharmaceutical companies. And they took all of those skills, and they still exist. They still are very, very active. And they took all those skills and decided to apply it to the cannabis industry. Well, a few years ago when they did that, like everybody, was scared to do anything with cannabis under their, you know, their normal name, their regular doing business name. So they started Canton as the way to have a parallel effort in the cannabis industry. And it's been very, very successful. I mean, Canton is now active in 10 countries worldwide. And of course, Blue Diamond is their strategic partner for North America. So what we're trying to do is really merge the two companies together. Can10 North America exists as a Canadian corporation, and Blue Diamond is a Colorado corporation. And so by merging them together, we get the flexibility of listing on the Canadian Stock Exchange, the Canadian Securities Exchange, which has over, 60 or 70 cannabis companies on it now.
Yes.
And so, so the idea is to not break the existing Blue Diamond structure, but to merge the two structures together. And so doing a merger on the pink sheets, because it's pink sheets, because it's foreign ownership, because it's the cannabis industry, there's a lot of FINRA regulations, a lot of SEC regulations, and a lot of groundwork that we have to do this successfully without, violating any of the laws or any of the restrictions. So we're very excited about the opportunity.
Two questions for you on Can10. One, I assume they're a privately held company.
Yes, they are.
Okay. And two, can you give us any kind of numbers of what kind of numbers they've been generating?
Well, in Israel, they generate big numbers. They're involved in millions of dollars. They're involved in, licensing of technology. In October, they'll be putting on the third medical conference, which is, like a worldwide renowned conference.
I saw
everything
that.
Really focused on the strict pharmaceutical side. That's why this project in Virginia was so important to us, because it's a really strict pharmaceutical grade production facility. And that's what we're thinking about moving to into Fresno in California. While everybody else is focused on recreational, now there's a lot of companies that are circling back to the real medical formulations and the real sort of strict pharmaceutical applications. And that's where Can10's strength is.
Well, take on a company like Can10 for a merger and everything. You guys are going to have to come up with some money. I read that you guys are getting ready to do a Reg A Plus offering. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Yeah, in conjunction with the merger of the companies and expansion of the governance, we'll be doing a Reg A Plus for $3 million is what we announced. And, it's really a catch-22 on the pink sheet side, because it's only because we're non-reporting that we can do a Reg A Plus.
Right.
If we were reporting, we couldn't do a Reg A Plus. We'd have to do a 506 or something like that. But because we're a pink sheet, during this transition to audited books, which starts on July 1st, between now and September 1st, when the first audited statement comes out, we're able to do the Reg A Plus for $3 million.
You've been listening to Josh Alper. He's my guest today. He is the CEO and chairman of Blue Diamond Ventures, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BLDV. Very, very undervalued at 0006, 0007. Josh, let me ask you this while I got you on the line. What's going on with the Cannabis Clean? I know it's your one-stop shop. Where are we at in that, and how's that coming along?
Cannabis Clean continues to, partner with entities to build out their sanitation technology platform.
Right.
Because basically what we went from being a, cannabis, basically janitorial company, to being able to provide really, antibacterial treatments, to write SOPs for more sophisticated facilities, and really turn it into more of a training and technology platform. So we've partnered with a couple really interesting groups on the e-learning side, on the actual classroom training side. And again, Cannabis Clean is doing proposals all over the country now, and is really, is really taking the next step in their development. We have to really take a hard look at how the current holdings of Blue Diamond contribute to the stock value. And as much as we love Cannabis Clean and they continue to make success, it's really this pharmaceutical biotech direction that we're really focused on. Because in the end, Blue Diamond is a science-based company. And some companies are driven by marketing, by their brands, and really just, you know, advertising. And some companies are driven by their financial strength and their ability to manage either real estate or money. I think Blue Diamond and Canton together, we're really driven by science. And it's really, we're really trying to bring the hard science into that segment and really provide the targeted therapies and the treatments that the medical profession is really looking for.
You know, I find that very interesting because you're right. Most of the medical cannabis companies, they focus on the recreational adult side. That's why it makes sense that you guys are trying to get that pharmaceutical license with Canton out there in Bristol, Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that whole area has a history of pharmaceutical manufacturing. And so, you know, there was King Pharmaceutical was a company that had over 1,000 employees in the Bristol area, and they just eliminated the last of those jobs in 2013. And so that area is really interesting because of the old opioid problem and all of the possibilities of what they think. And so we're really attracted to where there is some science and some interest in really doing research and collaborating with the universities. And that's where the strength of really, where Canton really comes in.
My guest today has been Blue Diamond Ventures. Josh, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. In closing, is there anything that you would like to mention to my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Yeah, I think that, you know, what I'd like to mention is that, you know, we do have a lot of respect for our shareholders. And I know that it's a difficult time when we're going through this transition, and a lot of people are concerned because of what usually happens in the pink sheets where companies end up, you know, reversing their shareholders out of position and doing things that are more geared towards financial gain for the owners. And so I think we've been at this 2 years now, and I think we've demonstrated that we're not in it for short-term financial gain. So I'd just like to reassure the shareholders that we are committed to creating long-term value for the stock.
Well, well said. I believe in the company. I believe in you. Like I said, I don't throw that term out loosely about being one of the hardest working CEOs out there on the OTC market. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with Blue Diamond Ventures.
Thank you so much, Everett. Thanks for giving me the platform to talk.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.